As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbee, starring Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel.
There's no need for you to hang about, you know.
I'm not hanging about. I'm just putting some papers in order.
I'd have thought you could do that at the office.
I'll put my papers in order where I like.
I know what this is all about, you know. It's because Daisy starts this morning, isn't it?
Oh, don't be absurd.
Yes, it is. You want to see what she's wearing.
I've noticed what you're wearing. You're wearing a new shirt.
Well, men do wear new shirts, or there'd be no such thing as old shirts.
What a feeble excuse.
It's not an excuse at all. I'm breaking it in.
I thought you did that with horses, not shirts.
You will be going to work today, will you? Or do you just intend to hang about to see what Daisy and I get up to?
Lionel, don't be childish, please.
I'm not the one who's hanging about.
I'm not hanging about. In fact, I'm almost ready to go.
That'll be Daisy.
I am ready to go.
Just remember, you gave her to me.
Yes, I did, and I took your word that she's a very efficient secretary, and the fact that she's stunning has absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Absolutely.
Right, then.
I just look on that as a bonus.
Daisy, good morning.
Hello, Miss Pargeter. It's nice to be back.
Good, come in. Lionel?
Daisy, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Thank you. I like the shirt.
Yes, it's new.
I'm breaking it in.
Well, I'll leave you to it then. Bye.
Bye.
I'll see you tonight.
Right. Yes, right.
I thought you might like a coffee.
Thank you. I could have done that.
Yes, I know you could, but I did.
Oh, I'm glad to be back on this. I was typing up accounts all last week.
Well, boring?
Terminally. Oh, I see you finished the first episode.
Well, I thought I had, but Los Angeles wants some of it rewritten, and being Los Angeles, they're in a hurry.
Right, let's get to it. Which part is it?
Well, it's the scene which follows the top sheet there.
Oh, I see. Interior. Hotel bedroom.
It's a bedroom scene.
Yes.
Love scene, really.
Fine.
They thought the original was a bit, well, sparse, I suppose. So this time it needs to be more...
Steamy.
Steamy, yeah. So, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, here we go, then. Yes.
Morning, Sandy.
Shh. What? I thought you might like a moment to compose yourself.
Why?
Your sister-in-law is here. In your office with Judith.
Oh, no.
It gets worse.
Oh, not Stephen as well.
No. She's brought luggage with her.
Perhaps if I tiptoed out.
She does know where you live.
True. Oh, well. Morning, Sandy.
What?
Morning, Sandy.
Good morning, boss. Your sister-in-law is here.
Penny, what a lovely surprise.
Right, here goes.
Look, Aunt Penny, you have to stop.
Penny!
Aunt Penny, I am not a poor soul. I am just not with anyone at the moment.
Darling, you're too old not to be with anybody.
Still keeping everybody cheerful, Penny?
I was only trying to help. Look, Jean, I brought you some flowers, but I left them on the train. You do look surprisingly well.
Yes, well, I feel surprisingly well.
And that Lionel of yours?
Yes, that Lionel of mine is surprisingly well, too. Well, I see you brought some luggage. Where are you staying?
Well, with you, if you can bear it.
Oh.
You see, I need to be with family, and you're the nearest thing I've got. There is an owner, of course, but she's very peculiar these days.
Well, the thing is, Penny, we've got Sandy staying with us at the moment, so we're a bit full up.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me. I can squeeze in anywhere.
Yes, well, I'm sure you can, but why do you need to be with family?
Ah, par devant, dear.
Aunt Pen, I am not a servant, and as you just pointed out, I am certainly not a child.
Yes. Very well, then. I have left Stephen.
Left Stephen? Why?
Because he's been carrying on behind my back with his dental nurse.
Miss Wind?
Breeze. Miss Samantha, so-called Breeze.
I don't believe it.
Uncle Stephen isn't like that.
They're all like that.
Shall we have a coffee?
We just had one.
Oh, yes.
I'm not doing anything to put you off, am I?
No. You're just sitting there quietly. That's all you're doing.
Look, Mr. Hardcastle, would you feel more comfortable with an older woman?
Oh, quite honestly, Daisy, I wouldn't feel comfortable with anyone. It was all very personal, you see.
Well, try not to think of it like that.
Well, it's difficult not to. I was there.
Jean, you should.
Now, who's that?
I could carry one of those cases in spite of my stomach.
No, it's all right. We're in now.
I thought this was going to be such a nice day.
Hello, Lionel.
Penny.
I always think stomach's bear watching, don't you? Are you well?
I was. I mean, I was working.
Oh, well, don't let me stop you. I can be as quiet as a mouse.
Penny's come to stay for a few days.
Oh.
Just until I've got things sorted out. Now, who's this pretty young thing?
Daisy, I'm Mr. Harcastle's secretary.
Are you indeed?
Yes, I am indeed.
And a very good one.
Excellent. As a matter of fact...
Well, that's very nice. Now, where's my little corner? I would like to unpack.
There aren't any little corners.
Upstairs, Penny. Sandy can move in with Judy and you can have the spare room.
I won't get in anybody's way, I promise.
Why? I mean, why?
Well, it was either us or a Nona, and apparently she's very peculiar these days.
You're talking gibberish. Why does she have to stay with anybody?
Because... May I be a bore and ask for someone to help with my case?
Yes, of course, Lionel. Do you mind?
No, I've nothing else to do.
Thank you, Lionel.
Because what?
I'll tell you later.
May I be a bore?
Oh, Daisy. Would you like a coffee?
No, thank you. I've had rather a lot of cups of coffee this morning.
Well, I think I will. It will all settle down in a minute.
Because what?
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, I don't want a cup of coffee. Because what?
Shh, keep your voice down. She's left Stephen.
Where?
No, left!
Good Lord.
Apparently he's having an affair with his dental nurse.
Stephen!
Yes! I know it sounds a bit like Sooty drinking large vodkas, but yes!
Well, what's she doing here? She should be talking to him.
I haven't got the full story yet.
You mean we're going to have to listen to it?
If you want to know what's going on, yes.
I suppose that would be Stephen. Where's he going to sleep with us?
Well, if it is, I'm going to put them both out into the garden. They can fight it out there.
You answer that.
Why, where are you going?
To the sitting room. I'm trying to work, remember?
Now, Stephen... Oh, hello, Alistair. Come in.
Hey, you're talking to me.
Would you prefer me to mime?
Well, after what happened between Judy and me, you know, mothers do tend to take sides.
Not this one. You're grown-ups. You sort it out yourselves. Lionel's in the sitting room.
Working?
Fuming.
I don't know, Daisy. I suppose we could always work in the garden, assuming, of course, that nobody followed us out.
I lie.
Hello, Alistair. You come to move in as well? I'm sure there's a cupboard free. Props? Nothing Solomon couldn't handle. Oh, sorry. Daisy, this is Alistair Deacon.
Hello.
Well, hello. So you're Daisy. What are you doing for the rest of my life?
He says things like that.
How quaint.
Quaint? The old man with a scythe, Alistair. Have you come to add to the confusion or for a special reason?
The special. I've got Cy from L.A. on my back, so I'm going to have to get on yours.
We'll all topple over.
Lie, I think you know where I'm coming from. We need those rewrites.
I was trying to do them before the day exploded in my face.
Then I'll tell Cy we'll fax them to him tomorrow.
Oh, that may not be realistic.
Lie, it has to be. We have a shooting date.
Who gets shot, you or me?
Lie.
I'll do my best, all right?
As in super best? Let's not rush to the rest of my life, Daisy. What about this evening?
You'll be a few hours older.
Right.
So, can we get on?
Right.
No, I don't know you, do I?
Alistair Deacon.
No, I still don't know you.
Oh, are you off, Alistair?
Yes, I just came to pump up old Lie.
Oh, looks the same size to me.
Everybody's doing jokes today. Everybody.
I'm not doing jokes.
No, Lionel. Penny wants to talk.
Does she?
It's not a pretty story. Excuse me, but I think I should be somewhere else.
Oh, yes, of course. If you could give us just a couple of hours, Daisy.
A couple of hours?
Well, a long lunch, perhaps.
That suits me fine. I'll see you later, Mr. Hardcastle.
I do hope so.
Now, Penny, what's all this nonsense about Stephen?
It's not nonsense. It's depraved behaviour.
Stephen is the least depraved person I know.
Never judge a book by its title.
Shouldn't that be cover?
Should it? Are you sure? Look, it doesn't matter. Come on, what on earth makes you think he's having an affair?
Oh, I've known he was up to something for weeks now. Long absences, furtive telephone conversations.
Oh, how furtive.
Banging the receiver down as soon as I come into the room. Is that furtive enough?
Yes, that's fairly furtive.
And then last evening, a friend of mine telephoned to say that she had seen Stephen with the Miss so-called Breeze in a local hotel.
Well, perhaps they were just having a drink.
Well, after all, they do work together. I mean, if I discovered that Lionel was having a drink with Daisy in a hotel.
Poor Jean. You can't finish the sentence, can you?
I can.
Anyway, they were not having a drink. They were at the reception desk booking a room.
Oh.
Well, it's not oh at all. Now, the fact remains, Penny, that all this evidence is purely circumstantial.
Well, how do you account for the fact that Stephen admits it?
Oh. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I have no intention of divorcing the swine. No. I'm going to stay here until he comes crawling on his knees begging for my forgiveness.
Oh, he doesn't know you're here, then?
Certainly not. Let him work it out for his silly self.
Hurry up, Lionel. Your taxi's waiting.
I'm coming. I still think this is one of your batty ideas.
It's not batty at all. The only way to get Penny out of here is to drag Stephen back here and force an abject apology from him.
What if he doesn't feel abject?
Well, he's a dentist. Threaten him with one of his drills.
Look, why don't you come?
You know Stephen, he's a bit old-fashioned.
He's a half-wit.
Well, he's an old-fashioned half-wit, then. He'll think this is the sort of thing that a chap ought to talk to another chap about.
I'm supposed to be doing a love scene with Daisy. Writing a love scene with Daisy.
You can be there and back in 2 hours. I'm sure Daisy won't mind working late. Go on.
I bet Steven Spielberg doesn't carry on like this.
How are you feeling, Penny?
Numbish. I think it's beginning to sink in.
Stephen, of all people.
Well, that's what's beginning to sink in.
Has he ever shown any tendencies like this before?
Well, he did go a bit gaga over a girl in the chorus of Oklahoma once, but as she was on stage and we were in the rear stalls, that's as far as it went.
Well, I have to ask. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, yes, I do. Yeah. Well, what's Miss Breeze like?
If I was to tell you... She doesn't wear a slip under her white tunic. I think you'd reach your own conclusions. But they get to an age, don't they, men?
We all get to an age, Penny.
Yes, but we don't have yearnings for young men, do we?
No. Well, anyway, I've got Lionel.
I do admire your courage.
Oh, I do wish you put that in a different way.
Oh, I see. No, I didn't mean that. I admire your courage for allowing him to stay here, alone, in the house, with that very, very pretty young secretary.
It had never occurred to me to worry about it.
How trusting.
Oh, no, Penny, I know Lionel.
I thought I knew Stephen.
I hope you enjoy this, Lionel. Nice outdoor drink. Yes. I rather pride myself on my pins.
Oh, I'm sure I shall. Cheers.
Cheers. Hmm. I must say it's been an awfully good year for apples.
Stephen, are you aware that your wife has left you?
Oh, yeah, she left a note. Very scathing.
Look, aplomb is all very well in its own way, but don't you care?
Oh, it could be all right. Odd, isn't it?
Extremely.
Now, the Miss Breeze thing, I mean. Here I am, chatting to the chap who made me feel right about the whole thing.
I didn't know such thing.
But you did. In your professional capacity.
Oh, we're not back to that again. Stephen, for the last time, I am not a psychiatrist.
Is this a leg pull?
Stephen, I am not, nor ever have been, a psychiatrist.
Well, I'm blowed.
And I totally deny making you feel right about the Miss Breeze thing.
But you did. I confess to having the odd fantasy about her, and you said there was no harm in it.
As a fantasy, no. But I did not suggest you put it into practice.
I haven't. Of course, old Penny thinks I have.
Well, that's because you told her.
Well, it seemed the easiest way out.
Nobody but you could say a thing like that. The easiest way out of what?
The surprise party I'm giving old Penn for our anniversary. She got on to all the phone calls. And, of course, Miss Breeze has been my right-hand man in all this. And being old Penn, she put two and two together and made five.
And the room books at the hotel was for you and Penny after the party?
You got it. Yeah. Have you ever tried to arrange a surprise party, Lionel?
No, and I don't think I ever shall. May I use your phone?
Of course. Help yourself. Lionel?
Yes?
You are telling the truth about not being a psychiatrist, aren't you?
Yes, I really am, Stephen.
Extraordinary.
I've never heard anything like it. It defies belief.
Yes, I know, but it is Stephen we're talking about.
True. You're leaving now?
Yes, we are. Let's get this mess cleared up as soon as possible. Just keep Penny in the house.
Oh, that won't be a problem. She's lying down with her head.
Oh, I'd better go before Stephen wanders off somewhere.
Oh, you're up?
Yes, I'm feeling a little better. I might even go for a walk.
Oh, no, no, you don't want to do that. Have a bath.
I was going for a walk.
No, you don't want to get exhausted. Have a bath.
Why are you so keen on my having a bath?
Well, I'm not keen. I just thought it would be a good idea.
I'm perfectly clean.
Yes, of course you are. But you had a very stressful day, and a nice long soak will be so relaxing, much better than a walk.
You may be right.
Good, I'll go and run it for you.
But I do prefer my bath in the evening.
Oh, no, that's out of the question.
Pardon?
Well, it's not out of the question, but it's difficult. I mean, dozens of people want their baths in the evening. Well, not dozens, but lots. I mean, Judith likes a bath in the evening, and Sandy likes a bath in the evening, and Lionel likes a bath in the evening, and I like a bath in the evening.
How do you manage? Draw lots?
Well, it's just a scramble, and if you're not a very good scrambler, you end up with lukewarm water.
I think I will have it now.
Oh, good.
Where is Lionel, by the way? I haven't driven him anywhere, have I?
No. He went for a nice long walk. Well, writers do.
He didn't take that Daisy with him, did he?
No, I can assure you that he didn't take Daisy with him.
Well, I'm just off to have that tub, then. She is a pretty girl.
Yes, she is.
Now, look, Jean, don't look so worried. I'm sure she wears a slip.
Hello, Jean. Sorry about all this.
Well, that makes two of us.
Three.
Mm. Three of us.
You don't think I'll do a surprise party?
No, I don't think you should.
So where's old Penn?
I persuaded her into having a long bath.
Why would you do that?
To keep her in the house.
Oh, I see.
You haven't locked her in the bathroom, have you?
That was my contingency plan.
It's all got a rather funny side to it, hasn't it?
No.
No.
Sorry.
Now, Stephen, just what did you intend to do? Leave Penny here thinking you're making whoopee with Miss Breeze?
Yes, actually. It seemed the only way of keeping the party a surprise.
Well, you can forget that. You can take her home with you now. This place is bursting at the seams, and Lionel has work to do.
Oh, somebody remembered.
Is that Stephen's voice?
Hello, Penny.
I'm going to lock myself in the room.
Oh, no, she's not. Penny, come down.
No, I won't. I won't. Look, let go of the banister.
Do you think we ought to...
Definitely not.
No.
Come on, Penny. You are going to talk to Stephen.
I don't talk to monsters.
I'm not a monster.
He's a Stephen.
There you are. Stick together.
Look, Penny, just sit down and listen to what Stephen has to say.
No.
Oh, that's very grown up, isn't it? Sticking your fingers in your ears.
I think I'll go and have a cup of tea.
Well, you're not helping.
I've done my helping. I wasted half my day helping.
Is somebody talking about me?
Well, if you sit there with your fingers in your ears, you'll never know, will you?
I still shan't listen.
Well, I think you should, because Stephen can explain everything, can't you, Stephen?
Yes, I can. You see, Penny...
Liar!
Oh, let the man speak, do!
Do you allow him to speak to you like that?
Penny, for once in your life, just sit and listen. No, of course I don't.
Go on, Stephen, there's a lull.
Oh, thanks. You see, Penny, the truth is... I've been having an affair with Miss Breeze.
What?
You swine!
I suppose I am.
But you told Lionel...
Yeah, the same thing. I know. I'm awfully sorry, Penny.
Animal.
Yes, that's what it was, I suppose. Sheer animal instinct. I know it doesn't show, but I've got the same wild beast in me as the next man.
Wild beast?
And goodness knows, Penny, I'm not blaming you, but the old wild beast has been caged for some time now.
I've got a stomach.
Everybody's got a stomach.
But it was never love, Penny. And when I read that note saying you'd left me, the bottom fell out of my world.
Then why did you take so long to come and look for me?
Well, I can only assume that Stephen didn't want you to see him when he was in that state.
What state?
Well, crying. Near to a breakdown.
But you weren't there.
Well, no, Lionel told me.
I did.
I've never seen you cry, Stephen.
Nor have I. But when I realized what I'd done, I did. Buckets.
I see.
Find it in your heart to forgive me, Penny. Please. And come back to me.
Should I? Definitely. I'm too soft-hearted. That's the trouble.
Hey, names.
Don't start calling me silly names or I shall change my mind. I'll go upstairs and pack.
It all went rather well, didn't it?
I feel like punching you on the nose.
And unless you tell us what you're playing at, Stephen, we'll both punch you on the nose.
A bit of a tall tale, that's all.
Yes, but which? I mean, have you and Miss Breeze or not?
Of course we haven't. As I admitted to Lionel, I do have the odd thoughts about her. Not odd in the odd sense, I hasten to add. Pretty average, really. But betrayal, Pen, that would be like spitting in the National Gallery.
But why admit to something that never happened?
Because I don't want to spoil the surprise party.
Well, I don't know. I'd call that skating on thin ice.
Yeah, with heated blades.
I pulled it off, though, didn't I? Give old Pen a week or two to forgive me properly, and she'll have the time of her life on our anniversary.
But you will be telling her the truth after that, won't you?
I don't think I will. You see, now old Pen believes that I'm capable of going off the rails, she might put a bit more effort into making sure I don't do it again. I'll go and help her with the cases.
And this is the idiot who believed I was a psychiatrist.
He's only half an idiot, because the other half is very, very cunning.
Mum? You're on Bow Street. Do you want to buy it?
Oh, I'd better have a house.
You can't have a house. You know Monopoly rules. You haven't bought Bow Street yet.
Oh, no.
So, do you want to buy it or not?
I don't know. How much money have I got?
What you started with, plus £600. You've been round the board 3 times and you haven't bought anything yet.
Well, where am I?
Bow Street.
Mum, they're only in the kitchen.
Working?
I know.
I bet my get-out-of-jail-free card that Aunt Penny has put her spoke in here.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Mm.
What did she say?
I do admire your courage leaving Lionel all alone in the house with that nice young secretary.
Well, all alone, are they?
Look, I shouldn't say this to an employer, let alone an employer who's letting me live in her house, but you're not doing Lionel any justice. Or Daisy, and you're certainly not doing yourself justice either.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, I know. If only the scenes he's writing were about us going to a fair or choosing knitting patterns. I just... Oh, have mine go for me. I thought I heard something. Lionel, was that the front door?
Yes.
Daisy gone?
Yes. I sent her home.
Why?
Because of something I said.
What? What did you say?
I said,
Her?
No, as in hesitation. Then I said, Then I said, right. Then I said, again. I was just wasting her time.
She wasn't embarrassed, was she?
No, I was embarrassed. I know it sounds silly, but that scene, us at the hotel, you know, it's ours.
Well, you're going to have to commit it to paper sooner or later.
I know. But Daisy's not the one to help me with it. You are. You were the girl there. You're the one who can probably remember every stumbling, terrifying moment.
Do you know, I think I can. Except for one part.
Which part?
Whatever happened to that sock?
How's it still there somewhere?
There's in a frame. When do you have to have the scene written by?
Oh, there's no rush. Tomorrow.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Mayfair.
Oh, she would land on Mayfair when she's out of the room, wouldn't she?
I don't expect she'd want to buy that, do you?
No, of course she wouldn't.
Good night.
Well, it's only 8:30.
Yes, we know. But we're going to bed to write a love scene.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey and starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by Philip Bretherton, Sandy by Jenny Funnell, Stephen, Paul Chapman, Penny, Jennifer Piercy, and Daisy, Zoe Hilson. The producer was Martin Fisher. As Time Goes By is a DLT Entertainment production in association with the Theatre of Comedy for BBC Radio 2.